Hello everyone. So this is Ko. And this is my Tyson Wolf that came to me dry or burned. I know a lot of people are getting Tyson Wolves. A lot of people have dry or burned Tyson Wolves. So I want to talk to you guys about how I restored Ko's fur to like new condition from being dry or burned. She is almost as soft as Misha, who came to me new with tags. She's still not exactly like Misha. And the more dry or burned your plushie is, you know, it's not going to, if you have a really badly dry or burned one, it's not going to be perfect, but you can get pretty close. So I did three things on Misha's fur. The first I have talked about before, which is controlled heat, which is where you take a blow dryer and you take a brush and you take and you blow dry the fur while brushing it. So I'm going to show you how I do that, and I'm going to show you that it's not as scary as it sounds. So volume warning. So I'm going to be blow drying and brushing at the same time. So I need to hold her down with my foot over here. I'm going to turn on the heat. So volume warning. So the fur is nice and warm to the touch. I would do that a little bit longer if she was still actually burned. And I'm just going to brush it until it cools off and pet it until it cools down. So what you're doing here is you're straightening the fibers. And, you know, her fur's fine. You can see here it's not burned. It's not damaged. Even though her fur is no longer dry or burned and does not need to be heat treated, it feels exactly the same as it did for me, because she doesn't need this treatment anymore. So the way this works is plastic becomes more malleable when it warms up. And that's why it becomes burned in the dryer, is because it becomes softer, more malleable, and then it's compressing in the dryer, and it's being squished and it's being rubbed. And so it ends up kind of like that. And then it sets like that, and the fibers become set in that formation, and then the ends kind of melt a little bit and kind of form rough. It makes it feel really rough and unpleasant because the ends kind of melt and feel like dead ends on your hair. It's very similar to that. Obviously, using the hair dryer won't remove those dead ends. So what you use is this. This is a razor comb. I got this off of Amazon for just a few dollars. And it's just a comb that has a razor inside. And don't use, some of them just have the one side. Some of them have like one where the razor comes down further. You want the razor further back. The further back the razor is, further back it cuts along the hair and just removes the ends. And so the way you do this, I have already done this treatment on Ko, but you just brush through the hair like that, and it just removes the very ends of the hair. Now, as you can see, it did not like ruin her fur. You can't even tell where I did it. It just removed the very, very ends of her fur. So it just removed those dead ends. And that softened her up a lot, removing those little burnt ends. It is messy. You will need a lint roller to kind of pick up all the little fibers that you're going to remove. I also would recommend wearing a mask if you can to keep from inhaling any microplastics, because this is plastic fur. But yeah, it didn't. I've done this treatment on her. Her fur is nice and long. It doesn't cut it all off. So that is how you remove those rough ends. You can do it all over them. You can just do it in patches that feel particularly rough. For instance, she had a patch here that, is actually a little shorter because it was burnt so far down. But you can't tell, that I did that. So after that, she felt a lot softer, but her fur still felt dry. It felt dry. It felt like dry hair. And plastic can't absorb oils the way our hair can, but it can absorb a little bit, and the oils can kind of fill in any nooks and crannies and help it feel more smooth. So I decided to do an oil treatment. So I took this coconut oil, and what I did was I started at her haunches. I back brushed the fur like this, and then I took and just ran my finger along the inside of the jar to get a very fine film of oil on my finger. Very, very fine film of oil. And I just brushed it along her fur like this. And then I brushed this way, and then I brushed the other way. Now, this will make it to where whenever you run your finger over them, it leaves a fine, fine residue. You'll kind of feel it, and you can kind of see it. I did that all over this fur, and then I let her sit overnight. I let her sit for 12 to 14 hours. I don't remember exactly how long. But I let it sit and kind of absorb overnight as much as plastic can. It can a little bit. It's not like human hair, but it can a little bit. After it had set, I'm trying to close this jar. After it had set, I surface washed her. You don't want to go and soak them in detergent and get them completely wet and wash them like you would if they were dirty, because that will completely strip the oils back out. You don't want to do that. You just want to do a light surface wash. I have a video on how to surface wash, but what I did was I took a bowl of warm water with a single tiny drop of soap in it. Not enough to really suds a cloth, but just enough to get some soap in there. And then I took a bowl of clean warm water. I took a cloth and I ran the soapy water over through her fur, and then I ran the clean cloth with the non-soapy water through her fur to remove the soap. She never sudsed up or anything like that. If you want me to like tag you in the video where I show how I did that, just comment and I will tag you in that video so you can see it. And her fur felt so much softer. It no longer feels dry. I'm actually going to use a wet wipe to wipe out the oil that I just put in her fur. And you can use a wet wipe. But yeah, it felt so much softer. Again, she feels a lot like Misha. She feels close to new. And that's why she looks so good, despite the fact that she came to me. She came to me dry or burned. So you can kind of see how I did the same thing to wash her with the bowl of water. It was just a rag and a bowl of water instead of a wet wipe. And if you want to try a wet wipe to whenever you do the oil application, absolutely, the wet wipe should work great. You can go in after it with a wet cloth if you're worried about any soap residue. I've never had it happen with my wet wipes, but it might with a different brand. So yeah, those are the three things that I did to treat Co's dry or burned fur. I hope that helps. If you have any questions, if you need, you know, to DM me and ask about it, feel free. If you want me to make a more comprehensive video on any of it, let me know. I'm happy to do that. But yeah, I really wanted to share with you guys how I got Co's fur in the condition that it is. So thank you all very much for watching. Remember to take your medicine and have a lovely day. Bye.